Shalom Aleichem. Mishneh Yomi continues for Shabbat, Vayetze, Chapter 9 of Yevamot, Mishnah 4. Bat Yisrael Melreset LeKohen, the daughter of a nice Jewish guy, so she must be a nice Jewish girl, and she now has done Erusin, also known as Kiddushin, the first stage of marriage, with a Kohen. Or Meuberet MeKohen, she married the Kohen, and she's pregnant from the Kohen, but the marriage ended in his death or their divorce, but she's still pregnant. Shomeret Yavam LeKohen, or he passed away, and she's not pregnant, but she's awaiting Yibam or Chalitza from his surviving brothers. Vechein, and also a Bat Kohen, the daughter of a Kohen, LeYisrael, who is in a similar situation, but the husband involved was a Yisrael, Lo Tochol Betruma. She cannot eat truma in the current state. Now, we've discussed this in chapter Zion. There was a concern that during the first stage of marriage, when the woman is still living in her father's house, they haven't gone to chuppah, they haven't moved in together yet, so she might get a cup of truma wine from her husband and bring it home and give it to her brothers and sisters, and that's completely forbidden. So we're already aware of this issue with truma. But the Mishnah goes on, Bat Yisrael Mereset LeLevi, if she's married a Levi, or Meuberet MeLevi, or the similar situation, she married fully and she's pregnant from the Levi, and the marriage ended, Shomeret Yavam LeLevi, she was married to a Levi, he died, and she's waiting for Yibam or Chalitza, Vechen Bat Levi LeYisrael, or the daughter of a Levi who is marrying a regular Jewish boy, Lo Tochol B'Maiser, is currently not allowed to eat Maiser. Now recall from our days of learning Zerayim together that there's a Maiser Rishon, a first tithe, which goes to the Levi most of the time, though in some years it goes to the Aniyim, to the poor. And that's distinct from a Maiser Sheni, which we bring up to Yerushalayim, and the owners bring it up or redeem it onto cash, coins, and eat the value in Yerushalayim. So this Maiser Rishon is supposed to go to a Levi. And just like there's a problem with giving truma to non-Kohanim, non-qualified family members in the household of a Kohen, so to the Maiser. Now, the Barnur points out this reflects the view of Rabbi Meir. Rabbi Meir says you cannot give Maiser Rishon to Zarim, to non-Levim, but the other sages disagree, and the halacha is actually like the other sages. So although Maiser Rishon belongs to the Levim as a tribe, as a Shevet, it's Mamon Shevet, you know, they have financial rights in it, but it's not specifically religiously, ritually forbidden for a non-Levi to eat it. So a Levi could give his Maiser Rishon to a non-Levi, according to the sages. This Mishnah is according to Meir. And that's an important fact, because actually it came up, when Ezra came up from Babel to rebuild the temple in Yerushalayim, not a lot of qualified Levim came up. The Levim kind of shirked the making Aliyah issue. A lot of Kohanim came, but not a lot of Levim. So Ezra made a knas, made a penalty payment that Maiser Rishon should go to Kohanim instead of Levim. And he was allowed to do that because the halacha was like the sages. They give Maiser Rishon to someone else. The Tosfot there in the Gemara points out that that was probably only for that generation. So the Kohanim shouldn't be going and taking the Maiser of Levim nowadays. God willing, we're going to have a temple again soon, and Truma and Maiser and everything. So it's important to keep these things in mind. Finally, the Mishnah adds, Bat Levi, the daughter of a Levi, Mereset LeKohen, who's done Erusin to a Kohen, or Meuberet MeKohen. She's pregnant from a Kohen, and the marriage ended. Shomer Yavam LeKohen, she's waiting for her husband's brother, a Kohen, to do Yibam Rechlitza. Vechen Bat Kohen LeLevi, or so too, the daughter of a Kohen marrying a Levi, or in one of these situations. Lo Tochol, Lo B'Truma, Lo B'Maiser. She can't eat Truma or Maiser. You might have thought, well, she should at least get one or the other. But no, but actually this is a gezeira. The Bartner explains from the Gemara that we're concerned that the gezeira is we can't give her truma or maiser if she comes to the threshing floor by herself. Why? Because we're worried that somebody was a girl was a Bat Yisrael. She used to be married to a Kohen or Levi, so they're used to giving her truma or maiser rishon, and now that marriage ended, she was divorced, so she's not entitled, but they're used to her showing up there, so they'll give her even without her husband. So the gezeira is she can't go and get maiser or truma without her husband, but oh, if the husband's there, you could give her. Let's go on to Mishnah. Hey, Mishnah 5, Bat Yisrael Shenisa LeKohen, the daughter of a nice Jewish guy, marries a Kohen. Now, Niset is Lashon Nisuin, fully married after Chuppah. Tochol B'Truma, she can eat Truma, no problem. Met, what if her husband passes away? V'lo Hamenu Ben, but she had a son, her son, the Kohen. Tochol B'Truma, she can still eat Truma through the merit of her son. This should sound familiar from chapter 7. Niset LeLevi, but what if she goes and marries a Levi? Tochol B'Maiser. Now during the marriage, she's able to eat Maiser Rishon. met if, unfortunately, the Levi passed away, v'lo hamena ben, but she has a son, Levi Jr., from him, tochel b'maaser. She can keep eating maaser through her son, the Levi. However, she is not allowed to eat truma once she marries the Levi. Niset li Yisrael, and now she marries a nice Jewish boy who's not a Kohen or a Levi. Lo tochel lo b'truma, she can't eat truma, he's not a Kohen. V'lo b'maaser, he can't eat maaser rishon, he's not a Levi. Met the Yisrael dies, v'lo hamena ben, but she has a son from him, Yisrael Jr., call him Struli for short. Lo tochel lo b'truma lo b'maaser, because she has a son from that relationship, she cannot eat truma or maaser. Mate b'no Yisrael, God forbid, the son who's a regular Yisrael dies, tochel b'maaser. She can return to eating maaser rishon because her son, the Levi, Levi Jr., Levik, he's still alive. Then, theoretically, metz b'no Levi, Levik passes away, tochel b'truma, but if she can eat truma again because her son, Cohen Jr., is still alive. But God forbid, met b'no Cohen, if he passes away, lo tochel, lo b'truma, lo b'maaser. She can't eat truma or maaser, she has to eat regular chulin, like a regular Yisrael. Now, this concept should be familiar from the very end of chapter 7. Recall the last Mishnah there was when a woman had a grandson who was a mamzer versus a grandson who was a Kohen Gadol, and the matzav was even a living grandson from a Kohanic relationship could entitle the grandmother to eat truma, or vice versa, could disqualify her if it's the grandson through a Yisrael. So that was, remember, she said, though, oh, my grandson, the Kohen Gadol, prevents me from eating truma. So the same situation for a son or a grandson or a living relative from that relationship. Yishar kochachem, Shabbat shalom, good Shabbos.